Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Most Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. Today's episode comes by request. It's a small Canadian film called The Conspiracy, and it's listed as a mystery thriller. Now, I found this one on Tubi in case you want to go check it out. And a side note, I do want to try some of these Tubi originals. I see so many memes about them. I watch some clips and I'm like, those can't be real scenes from real movies. There's no way. So I'm going to check some of these memes and check the names of these movies and I'm going to watch it because maybe that's the one bad scene in the movie and the rest of it's good. Or maybe these are good movies or entertaining or whatever, but I'm definitely going to do that. So, you know, stay tuned for that in the coming weeks. Now, this one has a relatively short runtime, so what is this one about? These two filmmakers, Aaron and Jim, are watching some videos of a local man named Terrence G. Now, he's one of those conspiracy theory people that go out in the streets with a bullhorn to try and spread the word about, you know, how the government is, you know, controls everything. There's conspiracy, you know, there's, you know, a lot of other things going on and they're all connected and we don't have any control and we're just, you know, sheep. Now they decide to make a documentary about this guy and he agrees to meet with them and he basically lays out his whole case. I mean, he shows them these newspaper clippings, different videos, and how they all connect to these pretty big, significant historical events. Now, Aaron doesn't completely believe him, but he kind of starts to feel for his journey and how, you know, how passionate he is about it, while Jim remains the skeptic. At one point they were outside of, and Terrence spots this man. He says that he's been following him everywhere and he kind of just rides off. Now, they complete the interview and several days later, they try and reach out to Terrence with no luck. They continue to call and they can't reach him. They finally go over to his place and it's in the middle of being cleared out. The landlord says he just disappeared. No word, no trace of him. They decide to take all of his newspaper clippings. Aaron starts to do some research and he makes some connections that lead him to something called the Taurus Club. Only one article exists about them online, but every time they meet, something big in the world happens. He shows Jim and they decide to dig deeper. And that's actually where I will stop. From there, they make some connections to some people and find out more about this Taurus Club and they want to go to a meeting. But do they really want to know what the secrets are? So what did the pros think? Now, they came in at an 88% on 8 reviews on the Rotten scale, with the audience at 62% on over 1,000 reviews. And what did I think? Well, let me get to the positives. Now, this is another one that breaks things down to like just the bare essentials. It just focuses on the narrative and it's very well done. There's no wasted scenes. The simplicity of the way they put this together, because they don't really bog you down with a lot of, well, not too many details. They don't get into like the individual conspiracies and different groups and things. They kind of just lump everything together and connect it to this one group. They set it up and lead us to this very creepy finale that you probably won't see coming. The performances were spot on for the most part, and anyone into conspiracy theories is going to find this one very interesting. Now, I only have a couple of issues, but the major one I will mention is the ending. It actually felt a little bit rushed to me. I wish they would have spent, you know, just another 5 minutes on that last ceremony, spoiler free, and maybe another 5 minutes wrapping things up and tying everything together. And that would have elevated the film a little bit more. As is, I did enjoy it, and I would put this one right at an 85% on the Rotten scale. Don't go into this looking for a reinvention of found footage. I mean, it is same format, same everything. They still do the same stuff, but it's executed almost perfectly towards this vision. Don't think about being scared either. That's not really what this is. It's a mystery, and they're trying to unravel with the conclusion being the secret society. Where you are left with more questions than actually answers, to be honest with you, when it all wraps up. But that's in a good way, because you're never really going to get to the bottom of a true conspiracy, because everything, even when you get the answer, you look sideways and like, Are they being honest with me, or is this another, you know, misdirection type deal? So that's kind of where this is. And with the short time investment, definitely go ahead and check this out. Again, I saw this on Tubi. I'm sure it's streaming other places. This is an older movie, so you probably can pretty much find this on all those free streaming services. With that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence. Yes, I am back in, you know, doing my thing. I'm going to be dropping a few. I won't say a bunch, a few. I think I got plans to do probably 4 this weekend, this one being the first. Another 2 I already have done, and there's another one I have to write. And they're newer movies, so yeah, I always like to try to get them out on the weekend when they release so I can give people a heads up about it. So definitely stay tuned this weekend because you're going to get a bunch of content coming out. Again, thank you guys for the support. I appreciate it so much. Again, it looks like things are really moving in a good direction for me. So, yeah, like I said, it's just a hobby. It's just something fun to do. Since I'm watching these movies anyway. But yeah, I appreciate you guys, and I'll see you next time. Peace.